After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all human beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. On December 12, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor for the Celestial Art Glorifying Earth with Heavenly Beauty book release event in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Celestial Art is a new book that features Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite art creations, along with excerpts from her profound spiritual teachings. Supreme Master Ching Hai's art creations have been highly acclaimed by art lovers and the media worldwide for their versatility, spontaneity, and heavenly finesse. Famous American and Alice's or Vietnamese artists, as well as International Association members, dedicated performances for the celebration. Dignitaries in attendance included Fountain Valley Mayor Guy Carrazzo, Garden Grove Mayor Bill Dalton, California State Assemblyman Jose Solorino, singer and songwriter Clint M. Brown, Garden Grove City Council Member Dina Nguyen, author Esther Hart, Nguyen Duc Quang, songwriter and publisher of Chi Lin Newspaper, Lee Kien Truk, publisher of Van Hua Journal and owner of Zen Vegetarian Restaurant, and holistic educator Lou Corona. We now invite you to enjoy the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai at the premiere of the English edition of Celestial Art on December 12, 2008 in Fountain Valley, California, USA.
Our next question is from Esther Hart.
First, thank you very much for your generous offer.
Yes, welcome.
We have many global crises right now, such as global warming, and close to 1 billion people who are starving. How can artists use their talent to help solve these problems?
How can artists solve the problems? How can every of us solve problems? As I have told Mr. Lee Kien Truk just now in Vietnamese, the artist can only offer the what is the ideal in their heart and their intention to the world. But the world people must also appreciate it and become one with the ideal of the artist. So meanwhile, as an artist, we can continue using whatever talent that God given us, like painting, music, poetry, essay, novel, science fiction, to express our concern and portray the present danger that threatens our world, as well as heralding in the inspiration for a better future through proven and effective solutions, such as peace, abundance, and benevolent lifestyle, beginning with vegetarian diet. Madam Hart, hopefully not only the artists, but all citizens of the world would use their given talents, ability, and social prestige power to emphasize the need to save the only planet that we have, and the only planet that we know, the only planet that have lives and beauty on it. Up to date, that's the only planet that we know with such precious blessing. We have to save this by being vegetarian or vegan, by going green, by doing good deeds, helping one another. Very simple, be best, go green, do good deeds. Then the planet will be safe. Our lives will be safe. I can guarantee that, in writing even. Thank you, Madam Hart.
Dr. Dorn also sent his question, and I'll read it for him. He asked, would you share the process by which the deep inner feeling from the heart actually comes to the canvas? Does it come through the mind, or is it expressed directly from the heart to the canvas? To what extent does the mind enter into the picture? Or perhaps more profoundly, to what extent can you prevent the mind from putting a filter through the expression of something from a deeper source to the other one, so we all can learn from that and be able to apply these principles, the lofty principles, to our own work and whatever endeavor that might be?
Wow. Dr. Dawn. Such a caring and such a profound thinker you are. You must be a very concerned person for everyone else and other beings on this planet. You must be pondering a lot about many subjects, many things in life. Sir, I can't really tell you all that in physical language. I just paint, I just wrote poetry and make music or designs when I felt like, but never thought of these actions in a calculated way or maybe there is any method at all. In fact, many of the poems, for example, I made are on the spot. For example, one time when I was younger, a 20-something, I used to write some articles and poems for one of the Vietnamese Buddhist association in Germany. Sometimes I wrote to send it, sometimes I don't, you know, I just do it whenever. And then one time, for a while, I didn't write. So the abbot of that temple called me and say, how come you didn't write any poem for our magazine? And so I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I forgot. Do you have a pen? He said, yes. So I just read it right there, and he recorded. And he printed the next few days in the magazine right away. I did not even think of that poem until that second that he asked. And I did not even think of the whole poem. I one line at a time. It comes out like that. I also did many painting very naturally and spontaneously. I feel like painting, I paint. So there's no method, actually. I guess what you mean is, if anyone can do the same, I think we can. I guess we should create art pieces freely, the way you want it, the moment you want it. Your mind is in the moment of now and not thinking of anything else, or how it will come out, or would it even please anyone? At least that's what I did. You see, perhaps that's what you have said, like directly from the heart. If you can call that a method, then that's what it is. Even in my painting, I don't know what will I paint next. I mostly don't have a plan in advance, or don't have a sketch or nothing. I just paint direct with the oil on canvas or with the pastel on the canvas. I mostly don't have any sketch in advance. Only one or two of it I had it, because I draw the real picture, like a bridge or a scenery, then I sketch a little bit. But if the one came direct from inside, I don't plan in advance. I had no idea what is it going to come out. You see, when you think about how to create art, it's very simple. You see, think back. When we are in deep sorrow or joy, we tend to have a better connection to our own sources of intelligence or inspiration. Maybe that helps, you know? When I am with the world, there is sorrow. When I am with the divine, there is joy. Both sorrow and joy inspired me, and it just flows through. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
The next question is from Bob Linden, the founder and radio show host of Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Greetings, Supreme Master. How are you?
How are you, Bob?
Very excellent, thank you.
Excellent to see you again.
It's great to see you, too.
You look different today.
Thank you for the recent interview on my radio program, which people can hear at goveganradio.com. Also available at Supreme Master TV. I'd like to thank you and Supreme Master TV not only for bringing greater awareness to my vegan radio program, based in compassion for animals, but also for the important information that you're giving the world at that website, how meat and dairy cause global warming more than all transportation combined, how the consumption of meat and dairy cause world hunger and deforestation, all of our environmental disasters and energy crises. So it's so important that you bring the world that information and the solution to be vegan. And in fact, on the show, we talked a little bit about differentiating the word vegan from vegetarian these days, how we have to make that distinction. Today, we're celebrating your art and celestial art. I also want to ask you if you believe that an artist can fulfill his or her potential if he or she still consumes meat and dairy, and also how have you been inspired in your artwork by the awe of nature and the love of animals?
All right, Mr. Linden. First question, whether the artists can fulfill their potentials if they still continue eating the flesh of the animals or not. My answer is that not just artists, but all of us, we can develop more of our potentials if we have compassion for all beings, starting with vegan diets, yes? Before, we could be vegetarian, but now the time is very pressing. A vegan is the solution. Vegan means completely no animals in your life. You know, not even leather shoes, leather belt, leather hat, leather sofa, etc. All kind of animal products are not to enter in your vicinity. And so I believe if we have compassion for others, you know, our natural loving light will shine through, and our brain, even physically speaking, when we are well by being vegan, our brain functions better, our mind is clearer, and the whole body is more healthy. And a healthy body definitely houses a healthy mind. And a healthy mind can transmit better the inspiration from heaven or from your true self. And we can do that when we are vegan, because the transmission or the inspiration from heaven will go through better. And also through meditation on our great self, you can see that I'm mostly inspired by the natural surrounding of wherever I happen to be at that time. So natural is very good for us, so we have to protect it. Yeah, also animals. Well, I was also fortunate to have a little more time than at present. Thanks again for your radio invitation. Blessed be your devotion to love and compassion. Please continue your work.
And how were you inspired by the awe of nature and the love of animals in your artwork?
Well, I think I have covered that, because most of my work are done in nature and for nature and about nature.
We distinguish between a vegan and vegetarian.
You see, vegan and vegetarian are different, yeah? Before, we could linearly be vegetarian, because I also did not know vegetarian is different from vegan. I thought vegetarian mean vegetable. But later on, I was informed also that people eat all kind of thing and call themselves vegetarian, even chicken vegetarian and fish vegetarian and all that. So now, the definition is vegan. Vegan means absolutely no to all animal products. Even to wear it, or to advertise for it, or to support anybody who does harm to animal in any way at all. We have to protect the animals, because that means protecting our great self, because our great self is love. Our true self is compassion. If we do not protect the animals, that means we are damaging, ruining, depleting, harming our true self, which is love, which is noble, which is compassion. That's what it is. Protect others means protect us. Protect animals means we're growing in greatness. We recognize again our great self. Thank you, Bob. I hope you're happy with my answer.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master.
Thank you for coming.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The next question is from Victor Kandel.
Welcome.
My question is, what is the simple sin to do for every day to protect the planet in a daily basis, what is a simple way to do on a daily basis to protect the planet for everybody?
Okay, every day, vegetarian diet and doing good to others. Because vegan diet bring holy and protective atmosphere, loving atmosphere into our planet, into our surrounding. And that energy will protect us. This is something maybe we cannot prove, but it's very logical. You know, whatever we do affect us. Yeah? So being vegan, meaning compassion for animals and bearing in mind already that we want to save the planet by being vegan. That means very compassionate because we want to save the planet. How many billions or trillions of beings on this planet, including man and animal? Therefore, if we have this idea in our head, we are very compassionate. And being that compassionate, the energy around you is great and very, very benevolent to all that surround you. And if everyone on the planet have such a benevolent energy surrounding them, then the planet became heaven again. And it's not only saved, it will become much better than now. More beautiful, more abundant, and everything, every wish will come true. My goodness, I wish everybody understand what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Thank you.
You see, energy is something we cannot prove, but we can feel it. For example, okay, suppose you have a loving partner with you, yeah, who day in, day out together, and one day you argue, yeah? That day, even though you don't talk to each other or you don't throw books at each other, you feel terrible because the energy in the house is not peaceful, it's not loving, it's not harmonious and cooperative. So that is the thing about energy, although we cannot prove it. Maybe we could, you know, I mean, scientists have discovered many things about human energy. You know, when somebody is angry, they can feel the energy going in a low direction. And when you are happy, they can measure the energy more benevolent and more beneficial. So the energy that we create by loving animals and by wanting to save the planet is immense and is going to affect you and everyone around it. So logically speaking, vegetarian diet is the protection that we need. We need this protective energy. Thank you.
Thank you for your wise answer, Master. Louis Senna has two questions for you, Master.
Welcome.
It's been an honor to come here and ask you a couple of questions. One of them is, what is the one most important thing that the average person can do to help improve the environment and stop global warming?
You know already, the most important thing that every one of us can do, and the easiest, is just to be veg. Yeah? That will help improve the environment and stop global warming, 80%. And the 20% left over, nature will take care. So we will have absolutely nothing to fear if everyone become vegan, then the planet will completely be healed, be protected, and will progress. We also, as a human race, will progress to a higher dimension of intelligence and understanding. Many more beautiful inventions will come out of this higher consciousness. Many of the benevolent phenomena will open to us through this compassionate lifestyle. Thank you.
Second question would be, what would happen to all living life form if we don't start doing changes in our behavior to the planet?
Mr. Senna, you know what will happen. You don't even need to ask me. You go onto internet and look at all the report from the scientist, the reason one. So many islands, you know, have sunk underwater already. Many coastal city land has been eroded. 2,000 more islands are sinking. And 18 islands, you know, for what we have known, you know, maybe more, but we don't know. 18 islands, including small nations island, already gone, disappear underwater. Sometimes 6 meters underwater already. And another 40 are at risk of sinking or uninhabitable or begin to be uninhabitable because they cannot cultivate anymore because the land become inundated with the salty water already. The cost of not doing anything is immense. I do not want to elaborate on this. I do not want to imagine it. We have some more years, but not too many years. I want to plead with all the planet people. Please stop killing animals. Please have compassion. Please turn to vegetarian diet. Please be vegan. That is to save yourselves and your children. Please do it. We don't have much time. If the planet goes, we will all go, Mr. Sinha. That's what will happen. Thank you for your concern. I just hope somebody is listening. So organic vegan diet is the answer. Thank you.
Hello.
Behind every artist, no matter what subject, object, or place they capture, there's always one inspiration behind it all. For instance, Isatakai, inspiration is a female form. Peter Mac's inspiration is Lady Liberty, and Pablo Picasso's inspiration was to show that true beauty is hidden. What is your inspiration, and with that being said, how do you portray your inspiration through your artwork?
Oh, lucky for these artists, they have some muses. I myself do not have a fixed muse per se. I don't have any. As you can see, mostly in my paintings and poetry, they materialize in different places, from different sources of inspiration, even stones, trees, desert flowers, anything, because I love everything I see. You know, when I was young, I fell in and out of love. That also inspired me to make poetry, yeah? But then at the end, I always come back to the real love of our life. That is heavenly love. That's my inspiration. Thank you. That's my muse.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Master. The next two questions are from Andrew Wang.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Congratulations on your new book, Celestial Art. As an environmental pioneer, do you use nature or ecological friendly material in your art? And could you elaborate about this? Thank you.
Yes, yes. We try to get what is better for the environment when and where possible. For example, one of my books, The Noble Wise, you know, is printed with eco-friendly material and soya ink, etc. We do what we can, whenever we can, to protect the environment.
As we know, it is not easy for an artist to have inspiration, let alone to transform the inspiration from heavens. Master, how did you manage that?
It just happened. You know, no pre-planning involved, no thinking at that moment. I just let the brush or the pen flow as if I was breathing. And the title and the thinking comes, in fact, afterward. After I have finished the artwork, and as I reflected and enjoyed the meaning of all that manifested onto physical dimension, the title come into being and the explanation come after that. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha.
The next question is from CZ Wong.
Hello, Master. My question is, do people have affinity with your paintings and the spiritual messages behind them?
Yes, some people do and some people don't. Yes, many do. Not only the artist, but anyone would have affinity, you know, with each other, because we all have this artistic tendency within ourselves, waiting to come out. Some people express it, some people keep it inside, some people think about it and enjoy it all by themselves. And from this connection within, we establish more spiritual bond and bring it to a higher dimension through art. So the people who view the art will also be elevated into nobler idea and are searching for a deeper meaning of life. So art do help to create affinity with people. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
We thank you all for your kind presence on today's Words of Wisdom for the broadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, Celestial Art Book Premiere, English Edition, in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Please join us again on Friday for Part 4. And now, please stay tuned for Models of Success, Coming up next on Supreme Master Television, with heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.